Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Ever feel like you're chasing this elusive feeling of happiness, but it just keeps slipping through your fingers? You know that feeling, like you're on a hamster wheel, constantly going, 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 but never really getting anywhere? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a better way. Today we're diving deep into the power of cultivating positive habits for a genuinely happy life. Forget quick fixes and fleeting moments of joy, we're talking about building a foundation for lasting fulfillment. Think about it like this. Our brains are wired for pleasure. We crave that dopamine rush, that instant gratification. But those little hits are like sugar highs. They leave you craving more and more. What we need are habits that nourish our minds and souls, giving us sustained happiness, not just a temporary buzz. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easy for you to say, Leo. You're a podcast host with all the time in the world. Trust me, I've been there too. Life gets hectic, responsibilities pile up, and before you know it, you're knee-deep in to-do lists and stress. But here's the thing. Even small changes can make a huge difference. It's about building those positive habits, brick by brick, one day at a time. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey. First, start with mindfulness. It sounds simple, right? But truly paying attention to the present moment, your breath, your surroundings, your thoughts and feelings can be transformative. It helps you break free from that autopilot mode where you're just reacting to life instead of living it fully. Imagine this. You're having coffee in the morning. Instead of scrolling through social media, take a few deep breaths. Savor the aroma of the coffee and feel the warmth of the mug in your hands. It's these little moments that add up to a more joyful experience. Second, cultivate gratitude. Sounds cliche, but seriously, being grateful for what you have is a game changer. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already abundant in your life. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, no matter how small. It could be a sunny morning, a delicious meal, or even just a good conversation with a friend. Third, move your body. Now, I'm not saying you have to run a marathon unless that's your thing. But regular physical activity, even a simple walk in the park, releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that boost your mood and reduce stress. Find something you enjoy, dancing, swimming, hiking, anything that gets you moving. Fourth, prioritize sleep. We all know how important sleep is, but it's so easy to sacrifice it when we're busy. But seriously, folks, adequate sleep is essential for both physical and mental well-being. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, no screens an hour before bed, a warm bath, some calming music, anything that helps you unwind. Finally, connect with others. Humans are social creatures. We thrive on connection and belonging. Make time for the people who matter most. Family, friends, your community. Engage in meaningful conversations. Share experiences. Offer support. These connections are what truly enrich our lives. Think about a time when you felt genuinely happy. Maybe it was celebrating a success with loved ones, achieving a personal goal, or simply enjoying a quiet moment of peace. Now, consider how those positive habits played a role in creating that feeling. Did you take time to be present? Were you grateful for the experience? Did you move your body, get enough sleep, and connect with others? See? It all comes together. It's about making conscious choices every day to cultivate those habits that lead to genuine happiness. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build a happier life through positive habits. Remember, this isn't a race, it's a journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop striving for growth. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What's one positive habit you're going to start incorporating into your life today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. Until next time, keep chasing that dopamine reset, but aim for the kind that lasts.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.